Dear friends, Mr. Graham Hadley has kindly agreed to preach for us this evening. Mr. Robert Field is still ill. We pray for the Lord's healing mercies upon him. Let us commence with hymn 621. 621. The carnal mind takes different ways, and different objects she surveys. She's pleased with things that suit her taste, but hates the God of truth and grace. Hymn 621.
Yes, bless the Lord. Holy Word of God. Let us read some verses this evening in the Gospel of Luke and chapter 1. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, and we'll read from verse 26 to verse 56. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 56. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things. And the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen that helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed for ever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. May the Lord grant his rich blessing upon that portion of his holy word. May he help us now to pray. O thou almighty, most gracious God, Lord, come and teach and help us in our prayer. Lord, individually from each heart and united now, as we draw near unto thee, pleading that precious name of Jesus. For Lord, we are not worthy to come. We cannot come just on our own. For Lord, thou would see all our vileness and all our filth of sin and cast us away from thy sight. But, O Lord, we thank thee, we can come and plead in the name of Jesus Christ, thy only begotten Son, whom thou didst send, to be a propitiation for our sins. Lord, do accept us in Christ the Beloved. And so may we not meet together here tonight in vain. Lord, may our prayers not be offered up to thee in vain. Lord, may our meditation on thy word not be vain. But, Lord, grant that help of thy Spirit in all that we attend to now, granting us the unity of thy Spirit and the bond of thy peace. Lord, we pray for the one who was engaged to preach at this service. Remember him, Lord, in his low estate. Lord, with his sickness, his affliction. Lord, watch over him and strengthen him for each day. Lord, grant thy restoring mercies to him in his body and also in his soul. Lord, may he know thy presence. Lord, may he know, Oh, that thine arms are about him. Lord, may he know that these things have come for a divine purpose. May they even be, Lord, for the blessing of his soul. Lord, help him, we pray, where he is this day in his home. And Lord, do bless him with thy word, which thou hast enabled him to preach to others. Lord, make it a blessing to his own soul. So, Lord, we commend him to thee and his wife at the time of anxiety. Lord, strengthen and support her day by day. Remember his church. Lord, hear the prayers they put up to thee for him. And, Lord, may there be the answers of thy great goodness and restoring mercies unto their pastor. So, Lord, hear us, we pray, as we would commit him and others unto thee in the times of their need. Lord, remember us here. O Lord, this is not the normal place of worship. But, Lord, if thou should come, for we seek to be gathered together in the name of Jesus, then, Lord, it will not be in vain. Lord, be mindful of us here. We thank thee for thee. This place available for worship. And Lord, we pray that the chapel building vacated at present, Lord, will soon be available once more. May the work that has been done on it have been done well, and it will last for a good while to come. And Lord, we pray that, oh, when there's a returning to that chapel, Lord, thou wilt return with thy people and bestow abundantly thy blessings. But Lord, be with us here now. And Lord, hear each petition that is put up to thee. Lord, we pray for the forgiveness of our many sins. Lord, they are many. We cannot know them our own selves fully, for our hearts are deceitful. They are wicked, desperately wicked, as thy word says. And Lord, we cannot, pour out our hearts in the detail of all of our sins. But, Lord, we do pray, because thou dost know them, that thou wilt blot indeed them all out from thy sight. O Lord, may we all be blessed under the covenant of thy grace, where thou doth pardon iniquity, and remember our sins no more. Lord, do not let us forget our own sins, what we are before thee, our sins as filthy rags, our righteousnesses as filthy rags. Lord, keep us humbly at thy feet, pouring out our hearts in the name of Jesus, ever seeking thy mercy. So, Lord, hear the petitions of each one before thee now, and those things, Lord, in the providences of our life. Lord, often the trials of our faith. Lord, many fears arise because of the unknown path which may be before us. But, Lord, all things are known unto thee. And thy hand, Lord, is a gracious hand. A gracious hand upon which we live. Doth life and time and death command, and hath eternal joys to give. O Lord, our times are in thy hand, and we would not have them anywhere else. Lord, lead us forth by the right way, and may that way, Lord, be a most blessed way, sanctified, for the good of our soul, that we may ever know the way everlasting unto eternal life. Lord, we pray for and thou wilt own and bless all that was attended to here this morning. O Lord, do own and bless the reading of thy word and all that was attended to and the prayers put up to thee. Lord, we pray that whenever there's a gathering together, there will be the unity of thy spirit and the bond of thy peace. Be with others, Lord, who meet together this evening hour. Lord, be with friends, family, acquaintances, Lord, who may well be elsewhere, some near, perhaps some far away. Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, that there be many a spot of sacred ground where thy voice is heard. And Lord, where one and another, Lord, many, we pray, that the gospel will not be in word only, but in power of the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Remember the children. O Lord, do grant them thy blessing, thy preserving love. In this evil day, Lord, surround them with thine arms of love, shielding them from Satan and every evil. There is so much to entice them away from thy holy word. But Lord, we pray thou wilt keep them there. Keep them to thy word, keep them to thy house, keep them to thy people, keep them to thyself. And lead them, Lord, in the ways they shall go as they grow, to become true followers of thee, lambs and the sheep of thy pasture. Lord, do build up thy church from the growing generations, those that can rightly testify of thy mercy unto their souls. And not only children, Lord, but older ones also. Lord, remember the congregation here, those, Lord, who remain silent concerning their hope in Christ Jesus. O Lord, wilt thou not loose the stammering tongue? Lord, wilt thou not open those mouths wide to proclaim thy great goodness and favours? Lord, not for their own glory, Lord, but for the glory of Christ and thine holy name. Lord, do grant the influence of thy Spirit. For thy word says, one would be made willing in the day of thy power. So, Lord, we pray for a building up of thy visible church, here and elsewhere. And Lord, may the preaching of the gospel be applied in the power of the Spirit, Lord, to the opened heart, as it was to Lydia. Lord, how she was amongst those where prayer was wont to be made, in Macedonia to where Peter was called, where Paul was called. Oh, Lord, may there be that calling in these days, even here of one whom thou shalt appoint to preach the gospel of Christ unto the people. Lord, thou knowest the praying hearts. Lord, and what blessing followed. Yes, there was difficulties and troubles because of the power of the enemy. But Lord, that church, it grew, and Lord, we know not now the circumstances of these evil days. But there was a people there for thy praise. Lord, may it be today here, even in Swavesey, a people, Lord, for thy praise. Lord, from the areas round about, may there be many, Lord, that are yet dead in trespasses and in sins. Lord, under the influence of thy Spirit, be quickened into a seeking soul. And Lord, be directed to thy word and to thy house. and to hear thy voice of love and mercy, oh, and find salvation for their souls. Lord, we are all facing a dreadful eternity. Lord, since the last Lord's Day, we are 1 week nearer eternity. And we know not, Lord, when thou shalt call for us, to call for our souls. O Lord, do prepare us. Prepare us for that day. Prepare us that we may be able to stand before thy face. Lord, to lift up our eyes and behold Jesus, and nothing else between. O Lord, do come in the power of thy Spirit, and grant that sweet assurance, the blessing of thy word, the pardon of our sins, our pardon sealed, and peace with God. Lord, for that purpose we come tonight. Oh, to know, Lord, the reality of thy truth, to know it and refreshed within our hearts. Oh, do not send us empty away. Lord, any that's sick and cannot be here tonight, any, Lord, who may be detained through duties and responsibilities, any who may be away at this time, Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, remember them, we pray, and grant thy blessing upon them. Hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest us, do forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 739. 739. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. To Christ for help I fly, the friend of sinners lost, a refuge sweet and sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. Hymn 739.
Oh, help in self I find, and yet have sought it well.
in complete dependence upon our Lord to help us. For we prove that without him we can do nothing, whether speaking or hearing. Oh, may the Lord abide with us this evening in the power of his Spirit and grant some application of his word. I'll ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the chapter we read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1 and verse 45. Luke chapter 1, verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Dear friends, it's a wonderful thing if we are amongst those to whom the Lord speaks not just to our heads, that we receive and understand his word in a natural sense, but that voice is in the power of the blessing of the Lord unto our souls. We read in many parts of the scripture of the Lord speaking unto one and another. And dear friends, wherever the Lord speaks, we find that that word is fulfilled. Nothing can overturn the spoken will and purpose of the Lord. In the Old Testament, the Lord spoke to many of the patriarchs. But dear friends, do note that we don't read he spoke to them every day. There were certain times or certain seasons, specific times, when the Lord had a purpose or a matter was to be fulfilled in accordance with his sovereign will. Then he spoke. And dear friends, I think for the most part we can say it was done. Abraham, for instance, was commanded to leave Ur of the Chaldees, and he went. Then from Haran into Canaan, and he went. We don't read the Lord commanded him to go into Egypt at the time of famine, but he went. So on the movement and the way and the the pathway of the people of God, not everything was done in accordance with the command of God. But dear friends, they walked and conducted themselves in the fear of the Lord. And if the Lord spoke that they should not go in that particular direction, then dear friends, they turned about another way. We know the Lord spoke to Jacob, didn't he, on more than one occasion. There he spoke by a dream. The Lord speaks to his people in various ways. As he was going to Padan Aram, and he dreamt of that ladder set up from earth unto heaven, saw the angels ascending and descending, and the Lord speaking, I am the Lord God of thy father Isaac, and of Abraham, and The Lord gave him that sweet promise that he would give him all that land where he was travelling. And he would be with him in all places whithersoever he went. Now, dear friends, that word came to pass. It may not have been straight word as one might have interpreted, for Jacob's pathway was quite a crooked pathway. He didn't die in that land which the Lord promised to him, did he? He actually died in captivity in Egypt. Well, in the time which would become captivity. But, dear friends, he believed by faith that what the Lord had spoken would certainly come to pass. And it did. The Lord's word does not return unto him void, does it? You can think of Moses, the burning bush, and all the way the Lord guided and was with him to the borders of the promised land. We can think of the prophets. We can think of the judges. The Lord coming in the form of an angel, speaking to such as Gideon, or that he should go forth and overcome the Midianites. Dear friends, that seemed impossible. They were a great power. Gideon was but a small and very few in number of the army which the Lord permitted him to fight against them. But that was the word of the Lord. And, dear friends, it came to pass exactly as the Lord had spoken. Obedience. Obedience to God's word. Dear friends, what a blessing there is. We read throughout scriptures. In such a pathway. Well, we could go on, couldn't we, to all those who heard the word of the Lord. And even as we come to the New Testament, before Jesus was born, the Lord spake the word by the form of angels to Zacharias and also to Mary. Now, dear friends, there's a very distinct similarity and difference between Zacharias and Mary. Zacharias was told that his wife Elizabeth would have a child. Now, Zacharias was a religious man. He was a godly man. He was a faithful man. He was a priest, and he fulfilled the priest's office faithfully. And his wife also was a godly woman. And when they were married, they prayed that they would have children. But it was not the Lord's will that they would have children at that time. But when the Lord's time came, the Lord said, "Oh, thy wife Elizabeth shall have a child. And his name shall be called John." Now Zacharias immediately started putting things through his own mind. "How, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife well stricken in years." No doubt they had ceased to pray because it was not possible now for them to have those children they'd asked for. But it was the word of God. And dear friend, Zacharias did not believe it in his heart. And the Lord sent quite a solemn chastening to him. Maybe, you see, he was deaf, at least deaf and probably dumb as well. Dear friends, it's solemn, isn't it, to fight against the word of God, even when it seems impossible. You know, our times are always ready, as they probably were with Zacharias and Elizabeth, but when the time had gone that, oh, in their own understanding, it wasn't possible anymore. Then their own intellect, their own thoughts prevailed, even against the word of God. Oh, dear friends, do not fight against the word of God, His revealed will. When that word has been perhaps applied to you in a particular way, in a particular manner, when it's affected your heart, not just your mind, and you feel drawn to perhaps the command, the direction which is laid down in the word of God, or as you hear it in the preached word, it is a solemn thing to then turn about and say, how can this thing be, and fight against it. We're solemnly taught of this wrath of God upon Zacharias, his chastening. But dear friends, do note this, that in spite of Zacharias' unbelief, it didn't hinder the word and the purpose of God coming to pass. The word of God and the fulfilling of it doesn't depend upon our obedience. The will of the Lord, the word of the Lord shall be done. And so, these 6 months later, the same angel Gabriel came to Mary. Very, very similar way to Zacharias. And told her that she would have a child. Well, she put a question back to the angel, didn't she? She said, how shall this thing be, seeing that I know not a man? It was a query, a question. She was confused. How could she bear a child? She didn't say it was impossible. In her own heart, the Lord looks upon the heart. And the angel explained to her that the Holy Ghost would come upon her. Well, she'd probably never heard of anything like that before. And the child that would be born of her would be holy, would be pure. He would be called the Son of God. For nothing with God is impossible. Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel departed from her, be it unto me according to thy word. Oh, dear friends, there's submission, there was faith, there was belief. How could she give birth to a child without the knowledge of a man? But Lord, if it's thy will, accordance with thy word, then may it be. Dear friends, there's a lesson there for us all, isn't there? And when she came to Elizabeth, we come to these words of the text. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Dear friends, what has the Lord spoken to you? What has He spoken to me? Oh, dear friends, how we need submission, don't we, through faith, to watch and wait for the outpouring of the Lord in the bringing it to pass. The Lord's word does not return to Him void. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But He says, my word shall not pass away. David, when he was in his troubles, either with Saul, from Saul, or with as a king, said, Lord, be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. He wanted to hear the Lord's voice. David was a sinner, wasn't he? He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way that is everlasting." David was a praying man. And dear friends, the Lord spoke to him in answer to his prayers. When he was in trouble, at Ziklag, he called for the ephod, didn't he? He prayed unto the Lord, "Shall I chase after the Amalekites? Shall I recover everything?" The Lord gave him the word, "Go, thou shalt recover all." And there was a fulfilling, wasn't there, of that word which the Lord gave to him. The Lord is faithful that speaks. The Lord is faithful that promises. All these faithful words. But you know, dear friends, David's deep concern was this. Yes, he was a sinner. He said, "Say unto my soul, speak, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation." That's what David needed more than anything else. He was a sinner. Save my soul. Deliver me from the pit of corruption. Pardon my sins. Well, dear friends, the Lord did. For he was able to say at the end of his days, "Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure." The sure mercies of David. Is it Psalm 34 where the Lord's hand was heavy upon him? Day and night, his moisture turned into the drought of summer. He said, "I confess my sins." Then the Lord heard him and pardoned all of his sins. Dear friends, is that not what you want to come to? If you have not already come there. The knowledge of the Lord's voice in the forgiveness of your sins. You know, the Lord spoke to David in this way first. For David testified, saying, "When thou saidst, seek ye my face. When thou saidst, seek ye my face." Dear friends, that was a word of the Lord. That was a call by his grace. Do you know anything of it? It's a constraining power. Lord, when you come, dear friends, under the conviction of your sinful heart and soul, you tremble at the word of God for what you deserve. Be not silent to me, Lord. Call me. Help me to seek thy face. David said in answer to that prayer which came to him, he said, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face, Lord, will I seek." And the Lord appeared to him, didn't he? As I said, with the forgiveness of his sins. There shall be a performance of those things which were told him from the Lord. When he knew he was only fit to die through this terrible sin of adultery and murder, the Lord spake, "I have put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." And dear friends, it was upon this ground he could come to his last day and said, "He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure." That covenant of grace which was through the Lord Jesus Christ, David's Lord, as he called him, though he was born of the lineage of David in the flesh. In the spirit, David called him Lord, his Saviour. I have put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. All his sin was laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friends, that was his pardon, that was his peace. Well, dear friends, it's the vital thing we need to know ourselves, isn't it? Some of you, I'm sure, have received, heard such a word from the Lord. You came to a point when, your burden of sin was very heavy. And did not the Lord speak in effect, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest." Oh, may the Lord speak that, dear friends, to you who are seeking at this time. You are under the burden of your sin. The Lord will form a people for his praise. And dear friends, if such a word is spoken to you, can you resist it? Can you say, "How can that be possible? I'm such a great sinner. Yes, I'm under the burden of my sin, but..." And I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed, but there seems no mercy, no answer comes. Oh, dear friends, but if the Lord speaks to you, perhaps you're reading his holy word. Oh, and what takes place? Does the word suddenly melt your heart? I'm thinking like those two on the Emmaus Road. When the Lord drew near in their sadness and their sorrow, all their hope appeared to have gone. Dear friends, perhaps you feel like that at times. All your hope of pardoning grace is gone. It's not possible for it to come to you. You've been labouring in prayer so long, there's no answer. Oh, dear friends, but the Lord may yet still draw near. He knows them that are his. And he knows those aching hearts. He knows those broken hearts that you have. And he comes and he speaks the word to you. And it melts your heart. It warms your heart. You don't want to let him go, do you? And he won't let you go without him revealing himself to you. And dear friends, there shall be a performance of those things which he spoke to you from the Lord. Maybe you're reading in the Old Testament. Oh, there's a solemn portion, the beginning of Isaiah, isn't there? About Israel, full of putrefying sores, from the sole of the head to the feet. No soundness in there. And then he goes on about cleansing themselves. They can't. Oh, they can only add sin to their sin. But he then comes to these beautiful words, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord." Oh, that drawing. "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Oh, dear friends, there will be a performance of those things which are told you from the Lord. And dear friends, you believe them. You watch and wait for their application. You plead that the Lord will come and confirm, yes, that you're one with him, eternally one. Blessed is she that believes. Oh, dear friends, don't question and doubt and fear the application of what the Lord speaks. For it will come to pass. You know, poor Martha. Oh, she knew who Jesus was. She longed for him to come in the case of her brother Lazarus. And when Jesus came and he spoke to her, Jesus said, "Thy brother shall rise again." That was impossible, naturally speaking, wasn't it? She didn't say she did believe. Well, she didn't believe, did she? Because when Jesus said, move the stone, she said, Lord, by now he stinketh. She was given to unbelief. But oh, the Lord loved her. The Lord still commanded the coming forth of Lazarus, didn't he? Oh, what a merciful God we've got. Dear friends, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. Oh, call upon him, dear friends, at all times. Plead his holy word. Plead those precious promises. Say how you need them. How you desire to know that blessing within your heart. And dear friends, such hearts that are poured out before him in those prayers, will not the Lord surely hear? And he will give you the answers of his peace. Blessed is she that believed. Because, dear friends, she's been spoken to by the Lord. She's not one who's been left to remain dead in trespasses and in sins. She has been chosen as a vessel of the Lord's mercy. And dear friends, if you hear the Lord's voice drawn to his holy word, which has an effect upon your heart, so it'll be with you. There shall be a performance of those things. The time of love will come when you shall truly see not only that he shed his blood, but you shall say for me a sweet assurance. That's the blessing, isn't it? The assurance that you are one with the Lord, eternally one in Jesus Christ. Now, dear friends, this word is not only spiritual, it's providential as well. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. You know, when Peter was on the boat, when Jesus said, launch forth, he said, but Lord, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. He doubted it was wise to do what the Lord commanded. Nevertheless, at thy word, we will launch forth. And they did, and they caught a multitude of fishes. And the effect of on Peter was, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man, O Lord. And the Lord said unto him, oh, that he would make him fishers of men. And what the Lord spake, dear friends, it came to pass in due time, didn't it? After the Lord's resurrection. Oh, and he appeared unto Peter by the lake of Galilee. Oh, Peter, oh, and having wept bitterly over his sin. Sin of denial of the Lord. The Lord never mentioned it, did he, when he saw Peter. Lovest thou me more than these? Oh, Peter says, thou knowest that I love thee. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Go and preach the gospel. Be a fisher of men. Oh, dear friends, if the Lord has a commission for you, dear friends, it is to be performed. There will be a performance of those things which the Lord has spoken. Peter didn't go forth straight away to preach at that first Sea of Galilee, did he? That event there. But he did at the second. And the Holy Spirit came upon them after those few days, and they spake in tongues, that no matter what nation was before them, they heard the preached gospel in their own tongue. A performance. The Lord's work. No glory to Peter. It was the Lord's work, the Lord's will. He brought it to pass to use Peter as he would in his sovereign will. And so it was with Paul, wasn't it? And all the disciples. He sent them forth to preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We have several examples, don't we, where the Lord speaks to one and another in the way that they should go. I wonder if that is in a case with some of you here tonight. You've known the Lord's blessing. You know the Lord is mindful of you. And perhaps you've come into some difficulty. Perhaps you've come into some trial of your faith. Perhaps you've come into some fears, because in this world we have tribulation. What do you do? Do you not pour it out before the Lord in prayer? Do you not plead for him, to handle the matter for you? Dear friends, is there any word from the Lord? Does he speak in answer to your prayers? Oh, we find it, don't we, throughout the scripture, how the Lord does hear and answer prayer. He will be inquired of by his people, by the house of Israel. He says to do things for them. Oh, let us not neglect the prayerful exercise of pouring out our hearts in our needs before the Lord. Watching, waiting, for those answers to come. You know, some years ago, you might say, well, does the Lord speak today? My friends, yes, he does. He may speak through your reading of the word. He may speak through the preaching of the gospel. Some years ago, a husband and a wife, they were so tried about their teenage son. He seemed to have no interest. Well, he didn't have any interest in the things of God. He'd been brought up to attend chapel. But now he left. Didn't attend anymore. And they prayed earnestly at home. Oh, the Lord would give them and speak to them that it was well with his soul. He went to the chapel on the midweek service evening. The text was, behold, thy son liveth. Behold, thy son liveth. It was a word from the Lord. Oh, it gave them great assurance that their son would be confirmed as a child of God. You know, dear friends, when both those parents died, the son was still the same. But it doesn't mean to say that in due time that son may not yet come and be a chosen vessel of the Lord's mercy. Oh, how many often we read, is it in Luke chapter 11? Those who believed in faith in God, they lived by faith. But they died having not received the promises. Dear friends, when we pray and we have an answer, we want to see the answer performed straight away, don't we? Our time is always ready. But dear friends, we have to abide the Lord's time. Oh, what does Jesus say to his disciples? Have faith in God. What does Paul say? Continue in prayer. What is said here? There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. All these things are trials of our faith, even though they're blessed trials, aren't they? To hope in the word of God, he is faithful that hath promised. There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. You may say, well, what do you know about it? Well, dear friends, I shall never forget when, leaving the Midlands, I could not find a job after my apprenticeship. And the only job available was at Stevenage. And I came down this way. And on the Sunday, after I'd come down after the bank holiday Monday, I sought to find the Methodist Church. which I was a member, which I was an attender to in the Midlands. The day before, on the Saturday, one in my lodging said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "Well, I don't know. We've got nothing to do on the Saturday." We went into the town and we went into the bowling alley, we went into the dance hall, and oh, I felt fearful in that dance hall. I don't tell how I felt, but I found that colleague and I said, "Look, I'm going back to our lodgings." He said, "Go on." He said, "I'll make my way back there later." Having found the place to where they worshipped on the Sunday morning, which was in a school like this, they said the evening service would be in the old church in Stevenage, town centre, the old town. I went and found it early. Nobody else was there. I went inside, the door was open, I sat in a seat. "Graham, this is the place for you." There was no one else in that chapel, but someone spoke as clearly as you could speak to me. "This is the place for you. Not that actual building, but the house of God." Now, dear friends, everything has been ordered since then, looking back. I did not know the full thing of what that would mean, but there would be a performance of those things told by the Lord. Never been back to those other institutions we went to in Stevenage, never been there since. Dear friends, these things are real things. Now, the real things of today. Oh, is there any word from the Lord? You know, it was a great exercise to me when I went to Australia, going over on the plane. What am I doing going over here? Is there any word from the Lord? Well, I felt the Lord had constrained me to go. I can't say I specifically had a word, but I had prayed if it wasn't the Lord's will, he would prevent me from going. There was no prevention. And I trust with the sweetness of the fellowship we had there with the people, the Lord's word did prevail amongst us, and it wasn't without his blessing. Dear friends, these words we find in the scriptures are as relevant today as they were then. Is there any word from the Lord? There shall be a performance of those things which are told them by the Lord. Dear friends, this is the word of God, isn't it? The Holy Scriptures. Do we pour our soul? Do we pour over it? Do we search it? Do we seek for our soul's salvation in it? Is that our prayer which David prayed? "Lord, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation." Dear friends, if that's the burning desire in your heart, well, is it not given to you of the Lord to seek for the good of your soul? There shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to you by the Lord. Well, dear friends, I seem to have rambled on quite a bit. We have, don't we, these times when the word of the Lord came to Israel and to Judah. They rebelled against the word of the Lord. That which was written, that was spoken to them by the prophets. And dear friends, oh, the Lord caused many a solemn enemy to rise up against them. Their ways weren't pleasant, their ways weren't peace. No, we're to obey his voice and all his will esteem. Well, dear friends, what did Samuel say, instructed by Eli? "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." That was a solemn word, wasn't it? It was a solemn word what the Lord spoke to Samuel. It may not always be a blessed word what comes. But you know, dear friends, it came to pass. The solemn word, because of Eli's sins and those of his son, there was a performance of those things from the Lord. Well, I'm sure we can find throughout the Gospels many that came unto Jesus, falling at his feet. That woman of the city, oh, she came, a great sinful woman, no doubt a harlot. Dear friends, she fell at Jesus' feet. She found him where he was. She poured out her heart before him. She didn't utter any words. But her actions were that to wash his feet with her tears, wipe them with the hairs of her head and anoint them with that ointment. Is there any word from the Lord? He knew she was a sinner. He knew her heart was broken. He knew her heart was poured out before him. He said, "Daughter, thy sins, which are many, are all forgiven thee." Well, dear friends, if that's the word spoken, there will be a performance of those things from the Lord. That performance is that he will show that your sins were carried by him on Calvary's cross. It was for you, that he came to suffer, bleed and die here upon this earth. Oh, dear friends, what a wonderful thing it is that Christ Jesus came, made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death. No death without sin is there. He poured out his soul unto death. And, dear friends, that's where your and my sins are, aren't they? They're spiritual in our souls. What a mercy Jesus was made like unto us, his brethren, body, mind, and soul. And that's where he carried our sins. My soul is poured out unto death, that he bore the punishment instead, the wrath of the Father upon him. Oh, as he drank it right up. Oh, that cup of love he gave to his disciples in the upper room. Do this in remembrance of me. Dear friends, these are things from the Lord, which are revealed, yes, in the power of the Spirit, in the power of his voice. He yet speaks directly. It may be through the preaching of the gospel. It may be through the reading of the word. Dear friends, we cannot say how the Lord will work, but our prayer must be this: Lord, confirm mine interest in that shed blood. Take away all my sin. Lead me in the way that is everlasting. Lord, keep me now from all sin and transgression. Help me in the times of trouble. Oh, still appear when my faith fails. Strengthen me by the a gift of thy grace. He giveth more grace to those that are humble. Dear friends, the Lord is ever mindful of you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will only carry you through those times when you cannot seem to make any headway yourself. Oh, unbelief and Satan. Oh, how it comes and plagues us, doesn't it, from time to time. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Dear friends, if those are your cries, if those are your exercise of your heart, then the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Blessed on the Lord that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Just one thing as he comes to me as I close, and that is poor Jairus. As he stood waiting for Jesus to come, and his daughter lay sick, Jesus said he would go and heal her. But the time was long. He got hindered by those other things and the woman with the issue of blood, and they came and told him, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" We doesn't mean to say, dear friends, we shan't come to a place like that. But with God, all things are possible, as we read there, didn't we? Jesus said, only believe, only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Lord, increase our faith. The Lord may bring a trial to do just that. But dear friends, if we trust in him at all times, we shall prove him a faithful God. Our prayers will not be unheard. His word will not return unto him void. He will come. He will grant his blessing. He will deliver you from the trouble. He will deliver you from the trial. He will hear your prayer. And thou shalt glorify him. Mary glorified God, didn't she? As she believed that he would perform all those things which were spoken of her. The coming of the Saviour. So, dear friends, let me leave it there. Oh, perhaps no constructive things in my words tonight. The only construction is we have a mighty Saviour, born in the flesh, born made like unto his brethren, to supply all of our need. For our God shall supply all your needs, spiritual and providential, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. There shall be a performance of those things that were told you from the Lord. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach on Tuesday evening in the chapel vestry, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day in the chapel. Let us close with hymn 1057. 1057. Light of those whose dreary dwelling borders on the shades of death, come and thy bright beams revealing, dissipate the clouds beneath. The new heavens and earth's creator, in our deepest darkness rise, scattering all the night of nature, pouring day upon our eyes. Hymn 1057.
June 6:43.
Light of those
Thank you.
O Lord, do pardon and forgive all that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this night. But Lord, what we do in the weakness of our flesh, we pray thou wilt apply in the power of thy Spirit. Lord, do not let us go empty away. Oh, may we know, Lord, that thou art a faithful God, to answer all of our needs. And Lord, what thou doth determine and speak, then it shall be done. Assure our conscience, Lord, of its part in the Redeemer's blood, and then add all other things to us, all in order as thou wouldst command, to bring us and carry us through safely to the eternal kingdom. Lord, we commend ourselves now to thee. Watch over us as we separate. Take us safely to our homes. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us now and for evermore. Amen.